And now I expect you'd like to hear the actual facts themselves. Mrs. Saunders, as you know, spent the afternoon playing bridge with some friends, the Mortimers. She left them at about 6:15. From her friend's house to the hydro was about 1/4 hour's walk, less if one hurried. She must have come in then about 6:30. No one saw her come in, so she must have entered by the side door and hurried straight up to her room. There she changed. The fawn coat and skirt she wore to the bridge party were hanging up in the cupboard, and was evidently preparing to go out again when the blow fell. Quite possibly, they say, she never even knew who struck her. The sandbag, I understand, is a very efficient weapon. That looks as though the attackers were concealed in the room, possibly in one of the big wardrobe cupboards, the one that she didn't open. Now, as to the movement of Mr. Saunders. He went out, as I said, at about 5:30 or a little after. He did some shopping at a couple of shops, and at about 6 o'clock he entered the Grand Spa Hotel, where he encountered two friends, the same with whom he returned to the hydro later. They played billiards, and I gather had a good many whiskies and sodas together. These two men, Hitchcock and Spender, their names were actually with him the whole time from 6 o'clock onwards. They walked back to the hydro with him, and he only left them to come across to me and Miss Trollope. That, as I told you, was about 6:45, at which time his wife must have been already dead. I must tell you that I talked myself to these two friends of his. I did not like them. They were neither pleasant nor gentlemanly men, but I was quite certain of one thing, that they were speaking the absolute truth when they said that Saunders had been the whole time in their company. There was just one other little point that came up. It seems that while bridge was going on, Mrs. Saunders was called to the telephone. A Mr. Littleworth wanted to speak to her. She seemed both excited and pleased about something, and incidentally made one or two bad mistakes. She left rather earlier than they had expected her to do. Mr. Saunders was asked whether he knew the name of Littleworth as being one of his wife's friends, but he declared he'd never heard of anyone of that name. And to me that seems borne out by his wife's attitude. She, too, did not seem to know the name of Littleworth. Nevertheless, she came back from the telephone, smiling and blushing, so it looks as though whoever it was did not give his real name. And that in itself has a suspicious aspect, does it not? Anyway, that is the problem that was left. The burglar story, which seems unlikely, or the alternative theory that Mrs. Saunders was preparing to go out and meet somebody. Did that somebody come to her room by means of the fire escape? Was there a quarrel? Or did he treacherously attack her? Miss Marple stopped.